From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Reginald Hardwick. It's 12:01, and we're bringing you an update on forecasted severe weather in central Illinois. And as we go to air, we want to pass along a few closings. Urbana City Hall is closing for the day right now at noon. Parkland College will cancel all meetings, classes, and programs and close the campus starting at 2 p.m. Urbana Park District will close at 5 p.m. And on the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus, the outdoor pool at the Arc is closed for the day. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District facility, however, is opening as an emergency shelter for people seeking a safe place to wait out the storms. The facility is at 201 West Kenyon Road. All residents are welcome, and it's free. Service animals are allowed. Residents are encouraged to bring important documents, medications, phone chargers, and any medical equipment that's needed. Now let's bring in IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, and who's joining us by the phone. Andrew, what's the weather situation now and for this afternoon?
Well, we've got some good news right now. Round one has made its way through the area and did so in our immediate area with little fanfare. We saw a swath of damaging winds across portions of eastern Iowa, and then as these storms moved into northwest Illinois, we saw damaging winds gusting over 60 miles per hour in the Peoria area and then north of Bloomington-Normal. The Interstate 39 corridor, we had some semis that were blown over in the El Paso area, and then areas like Gridley and Shenoah as you go across northern portions of McLean County also saw some of those damaging wind gusts. A little bit further south, the Lincoln area in Logan County saw some 60-mile-per-hour winds, and then we had some power poles that were snapped west of there as well. But across Champaign, Piatt County, Vermilion County, not seeing any reports of severe weather from this line of storms. We've still got some rain falling out there, and we have additional non-severe thunderstorms that are popping up across the area right now. So you may continue to hear that rain and thunder in the Champaign-Urbana area as we head through the lunch hour into the very early afternoon. This does have an impact on round two as we continue to talk about that being the more significant risk today, late in the afternoon and evening hours, that potential for a second round of thunderstorms to develop with a potentially higher risk of damaging tornadoes and strong winds with that as well. Can also not rule out some large hail with that round two as well. Now, the big question is, how far north will that risk for round two lift? We still have that level 4 of 5 moderate risk in place from the Storm Prediction Center and the National Weather Service. We also have that tornado watch in effect until 3 p.m. Currently on the radar, we just have a lot of rain and thunderstorms across central Illinois. And this activity goes all the way back towards the Illinois River, the Peoria area, Springfield, all still dealing with rain and thunderstorms. And if this activity continues in earnest over the next couple of hours, that may act to kind of shift the most significant risk for severe weather off to the south just slightly. Now, that would not be terribly far. We're talking about somewhere between the Interstate 74 and Interstate 70 corridors probably being the primary area here. So in Champaign-Urbana, the immediate WILL severe weather coverage area, we're going to remain alert for that second round of storms to develop off to our west. So that time frame would be between 4 to 10 p.m., potential round two, that risk being for some tornadoes, damaging wind gusts, and large hail. Storms clear the area by midnight with a sunny and quiet day expected across the area on Thursday.
And we want to remind you, we have updated weather maps at ipmnewsroom.org. We're also, keep your radio handy, WILL AM 580, FM 90.9, or Illinois Soul, FM 101.1. We have instant weather warnings from the National Weather Service. And a reminder, if a tornado warning is issued for your area, best place to be is in inside a sturdy building or shelter that can protect you from all the debris. And best place to be is in a basement or storm shelter, or in the first floor away from windows. And it's a good idea if you have a bicycle helmet maybe to put that on if, again, that severe storms are predicted for your area. And really quickly, Andrew, is there also a chance that there might be powerful straight-line winds?
Absolutely. That is kind of the secondary risk with this line of storms as well. We could definitely see those winds gusting 60 to 70 miles per hour. A lot of wind shear, that is the concern with this storm system. doesn't necessarily mean that we combine that wind shear with a volatile, unstable environment. That's kind of the wait and see here. But if that round two materializes, we want to take any warning seriously here. We could definitely be talking about the potential for strong tornadoes, perhaps embedded within a rainy mess, even if that radar, you know, doesn't look alarming to you, but also have the potential for straight line winds gusting over 60 to 70 miles per hour, which of course we've seen that just in the last week. That's plenty strong enough to topple trees, power lines, and create headaches across the area.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. I know you'll be on top of it. And now we'll go to Here and Now on AM 580 and back to music on Illinois Soul.